We're still not talking to each other. It's Monday, August 10th, 2020. I'm Gloria Moraga. Happy August, everybody. I promised I was going to post a podcast every day, and of course, life got in the way. I'm working on a project, and I'm going to tell you more about it later, but that project has been sapping my bone marrow out of my body, and it's been making it tough for me to do the podcasts that I love. This podcast is all about talking to each other, one-on-one. Face-to-face. It's what this podcast was originally all about. Let me share a scene from the Moraga family room. It's Sunday. I'm watching a movie and playing a game on my iPad. I'm competing in a weekend crossword puzzle tournament. I'm on a team and competing as myself. One weekend recently, I placed fifth, and I haven't been able to beat that score, but I'm trying. It's intense. So I'm doing this, multitasking, movie, iPad. My daughter arrives home from a pool party with my two grandchildren. My four-year-old granddaughter comes over to me on the sofa to snuggle and asks if she can play a video game on my phone. I hand it to her. My grandson comes in and he says he has to shower to wash off the chlorine from the party. But he says, "Granny, I'll be back. We'll watch a movie." I hate it when he calls me Granny and he knows it. I like Grammy. I know. Just replace the N's with the M's and I'm happy. It's the same amount of breath, but he does it on purpose to get me to laugh. My daughter sits down on one of the big stuffed chairs and she pulls out her phone. After a while, my grandson comes down, showered, and gets a glass of water and starts back upstairs. And I say, "Where are you going?" "I thought we were going to watch a movie." And he says, "I'm going to play Fortnite. We can watch a video later." I'm okay with that. Because I'm like a crazy woman trying to get at least sixth place. Eventually, I come in seventh in the crossword tournament. At this point, I say to my daughter, "I think I have a cold. I feel terrible." No response. I look over and look at my granddaughter and I say, "Grammy feels really sick." No response. Instead, Araya laughs at the video she's now watching. By now, I finished my game. And since I've lost track of what's going on in the movie, I really want to talk. I say, "I think I have COVID." This, of course, is a lie. No response. I was just trying to get some sort of response. "How was the party?" At this point, my daughter laughs at a text on her phone. I'm really done. There's me on the iPad, Araya on my phone, Alex, my daughter, on her cell phone, and Aiden upstairs on his PS4. One-on-one. Communication in the digital age. I want to scream. I don't know how communication is happening in your life. Maybe you're all sitting around at dinner and talking to one another. Perhaps you're dealing with the same problem I have. Right now, I'm not going out with friends, not much. We're having dinner out. My only real source of conversation is either with my sister on the phone or with these three people. And we are not talking with each other. We are too busy on our freaking devices. And I'm just as bad. I take total fault. I've always loved my games. So at this point in time, my friends, I'm thinking about cutting myself off from all video games. It's hard. Just since I've been here writing this, and I wrote a second podcast, I've just ached to open my iPad and get my extra points in some of the games that I play. You get points every hour or so. And I'm dying to do it. I'm dying to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. And although that's good for my brain, it won't be long before I'm logging in to Candy Crush. Yes, I have been freaking playing Candy Crush, and I don't even know why. And a couple of times in the last 2 weeks, I've run out of moves in Candy Crush, and I've actually purchased extra moves. I swore I would never do that. Now, I have spent enough money in my lifetime when video games were at the arcade, and I used to go there and play. I mean, I used to go to 7-Eleven after work, after anchoring the Sunday night news. We'd all go to 7-Eleven and play Ms. Pac-Man on the 7-Eleven Ms. Pac-Man game. And when I got older, it's like, I swear I'm never spending money to play a game again. I will buy the PS4 and I will play that way, but I'm not going to spend a lot of money to do this because it's BS. Well, Yeah. This last 2 weeks or so, I've spent money on Candy Crush. Why? I spent money on the crossword puzzle tournament. I buy these things called these bees, and the bees fly out over the crossword puzzle and they populate it with letters. So it makes it easier to finish the crossword puzzle. I mean, that's cheating, right? I'm cheating. So I'm just as guilty as anybody else. And maybe the family doesn't speak to me anymore because I'm too busy playing crossword puzzle games, playing stupid Candy Crush. So I'm making a vow here and now. I'm going to go cold turkey for 2 weeks. See what happens. Instead of working on the crossword puzzle, I'm going to clean my closet. I have a couple of books. I'm going to read those. I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go for a roll using my wheelchair. I'm going to take a long swim. I'm going to try it. I will post in a week and let you know how it's going. Please join me. Please, let's try to communicate with our loved ones one-on-one. Let's put down the BS. You know, the cell phone. Do we really need to spend the whole day with our friends and then come home and text them? Maybe I'm just jealous because my daughter has friends to text. And my friends don't text much. They like to talk. And I don't really have a good close girlfriend. Maybe it's that. But we really do need to talk to each other one-on-one and try to put down the freaking devices and talk to each other. All right, I'm going to try it. Already, I feel kind of clammy, like my iPad's calling out to me, saying, open me, check out your score in Candy Crush. I was like number one. Of all my friends, I was number one. I was on this little pedestal, and that toothless little girl or whoever she was laughing and clapping. It's a disease. It is a disease, and I have it. I'm going to try this. I'll get back to you. And I'm also trying to post the little podcast every day. I didn't do it because I'm on this big project with a woman who has way too much for me to do, and I'm overwhelmed. But that's another podcast, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about demanding bosses who don't really have an inkling of how you feel when they're handing out chores for you to do. A whole nother story, because I finished a big project with these two guys, and it was every minute, change this, change that, do this, do that. And their requests were crazy and time-consuming, but yet they didn't want to pay me for all that extra work I was doing. And I wasn't on retainer. I was working as a project. Life is hard. But it's better when you communicate. And when you say all these things that I'm saying right now to the people you love, the people you want to talk to. I'm Gloria Moraga. One-on-one. Communication in the digital age. Stay with me. Please subscribe.